In this episode, we're going to be talking about training videos for sales teams that are siloed all over the world.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
What's happening? All right, all right. So here's the deal. There's a lot going down around the WireBuzz office. Last week, a WireBuzz crew was filming in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I did a drop-off of all the gear at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport at 4 a.m. And then 3 days later, I picked up the gear when the team landed. And it's not easy lugging camera gear all over the country. I've got two jacked-up shoulders just to prove that I've done it. But thankfully, everybody got home safely. We're going to share with you some stories that the team has from what they were doing out there. We'll get to that in a moment. And WireBuzz's producer, Sarah Scott's going to be joining me. And, you know, I worry as the business owner while the team's out there traveling. Often we have two traveling teams, sometimes three, all over the place. And the logistics of making sure that everything gets there and that you've got the right cables and the right microphones and lenses, and it's stressful. And I know it is, because for years I had to pack all that stuff on my own, and every time I'd get somewhere, I would have forgotten something, right? This happens, as I'm sure if you're a crew and you go out, you experience it if you're a one-man band, or even if you hire a video team. That's kind of the stress that happens behind the scenes. And when the crew got back to Phoenix, we lost two of our Pelican cases that were loaded with gear, and they just didn't arrive with the team. And apparently they found them, and I don't even know if they've gotten to the office yet. Do you know they have? Okay, good. Thank you, Sarah, for giving me. I've been in meetings. I'm sure they got here. They got here. Okay, cool. And, well, I don't even really care about the cases filled with lighting. You know, that's what insurance is for, but you know, it's always nice that people get home safely, which reminds me of a very cool personalized video that one of you sent me. I'm not going to mention your name. I don't have permission to do that, but apparently my advice that we've been giving here on Video Marketing Mastery has been so valuable that a listener went and built a solid video marketing agency around the advice. How cool is that? I'm so interested. When you send me tips, when you send me information in the news, or you give me an update about how this podcast is helping you become more profitable, a better support to your company, a better digital marketer or a video marketing master, that helps me recognize that I'm fulfilling the mission. So thank you guys. Please send me anytime. I always appreciate it. And I'm interested in where we're going next as video marketers, and I'll be rolling some of that out in future episodes. In a recent episode, episode 155, I spoke about how to overcome adversity. And in that episode, I misspoke. You may recall that I mentioned that I have an adopted brother and sister from Haiti, and for some strange reason, I said the kids, my brothers and sisters, they're much younger than me, I've been with my parents for 2 years, and what I meant to say was 12 years. And, well, they're now 19 and 22 years old, and 3 days ago they flew to Atlanta where they were going to take a flight back to Haiti for the first time since my parents adopted them, which they were adopted a year before the Haitian earthquake. And my dad tipped me off that there was some riots going on in Haiti and the country was closed. And the kids got all the way down there to their connector flight in Atlanta and had to turn around and not go there. And it was kind of like they wanted to go visit the orphanage that they were raised in. And our family raised money for them to be able to bring money to that orphanage. And a couple of suitcases were filled. And it was just so sad to see that these two really sweet kids that have overcome a lot of adversity weren't able to get there to their end goal, and I'm sure we'll get to do it at another time. Have you ever noticed when people agree with you, they now reply back saying something like 100%? And if they really agree with you, they add a higher number, like more, something higher than 100%, like, oh, yeah, 1,000%. And it's like hit our language so strongly that even the iPhone now has 100% emoji, which is really strange, you know. And just for the record, the term like no problem doesn't mean you're welcome. Even when I was in Sweden and I'd go up to like a coffee stand, I'd buy something, I'd say thank you, and then the guy would say to me, no problem. It's an indicator that our language is being used for the wrong purposes. No problem as a substitute is sending the wrong message, right? Your welcome comes from the heart. No problem comes from, well, you didn't inconvenience me that much. And those two sayings are miles and miles apart. Now, I don't know what my transition or segue is from this point. It didn't end up in my show notes, but Lord knows you're running into a lot of conversations with people. Just be conscious of the message you're giving. Let it come from your heart. It'll be received so much better. Speaking of being received, when Sarah came off this plane on Saturday after traveling, and when I saw that you hit the heat of Arizona and were lugging that gear, Sarah Scott, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
How you must have been exhausted when you got off the flight.
It was a long flight.
Right?
Two flights.
You guys created videos for clients. We're going to get into that in a moment. You guys also created for me a BTS video behind the scenes.
Yeah, that was fun. We were kind of had a little downtime after setting up for our first shot. And so we thought, what a better time to shoot a little BTS video for all of our Wirebuzz fans.
Awesome. I love it. So thank you for doing that. That's
yeah,
a lot of fun for me. And I'll put it on the show notes page for this. You cool with that if I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's public facing.
We're all very sweaty because it's Florida.
Right, it's Florida.
Just warning well, all you listeners.
You can see this video, wirebuzz.com/165. Now, Sarah, that video was filmed outside, but it was a setup video.
Correct. Right?
And then we also have other things that were filmed inside. So let's take three steps back. Let's talk about what the client's goals were, and then we're going to talk about what happened when you went on location and executed.
Okay,
cool?
Yeah.
So if I understand the client's goals, the client wants to educate their sales team that is all over the world.
Correct.
And they want to use these videos as like training material.
Right. So they have a huge sales initiative that is new that they are launching the end of this month. So it was kind of a fast moving project for us, but we were happy to do it. What they wanted was kind of a trailer video to kind of hype up their sales team and kind of get them interested. So it was a little comedic skit that they put together themselves.
Is this the one that was filmed outside?
It was outside, and it was also filmed in a convenience store.
Yeah, those photos, if we can get photos, I don't know if we can.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's talk to the client. Mm-hmm. But if there are like ones where we're in the convenience store, photos are awesome.
They're great. We lucked out. We had to do a on the day of arrival scouting trip to find a convenience store that would allow us to film in there. And originally, the client had hoped to film the entire scene in the convenience store, but we realized it would be too inconvenient for them. So we asked if we could just shoot some B-roll for about 20 minutes in the morning. Luckily, we found this tucked away convenience store that was near our Airbnb that we ended up filming the rest of the scenes in. And went in there on a whim, and they agreed to let us film in there the next morning for a few, you know, about 20 minutes. And surprisingly enough, I don't know how the universe works this way, but the owner had said that other films and projects had been shot in that convenience store. So it was a really lucky kind of roll of the dice for us.
So you guys have to drop him any money?
No, we just bought all of the snacks
at the convenience store.
All the props were bought at that convenience store.
Do you know what I love about this? It's like anybody who's a video creator realizes how often they have to wing stuff. And in the path of winging stuff, you also need people that have good intentions, that aren't going to overcomplicate it. And it sounds like in a world of convenience stores, you found the one.
We found the one, and it was just meant to be, and we lucked out. We were sitting there buying coffees, and while the team was filming, the client and I were sitting there having a coffee, and it worked out really well, and we were really lucky. It was right around the corner from the Airbnb, so
that's cool.
I'm glad it worked out that way.
All right, a couple things.
Yes.
Last I heard, there was a convenience store that the client had secured or something.
they were attempting to. Yeah. They had what they called legs on the ground trying to find us something, and nothing solidified. Yeah. So luckily we said, okay, well, we landed, I think, at 4, and we just tried to find whatever convenience stores were near to us that might allow us to do it. We tried to stay away from the larger chains, so kind of the family-owned, you know, single-owner locations, because those are a little easier to do. And this one was perfect, tucked away and a little quiet, but kind of a neighborhood place. And so it was so just lucky. Perfect.
So interesting. It's like so often when you're doing a video shoot, it's like, oh, yeah, you guys, everything's fine. We've got it secured. Just show up, and then they hand you a bunch of loose ends that you've got to tie together, right?
And we actually only had 1 week to pull all of this together. So it was a week from signing the contract to filming. So there was a lot of logistics, short notice. The final scripts that we recorded were finalized the day of recording.
Yeah, we hate that, don't we?
And that was fun. but it was all good. The client is extremely easy to work with, and they had a great time.
We're big believers in pre-planning, so you can, you know, pre-planning. In order to hit your target, you need pre-planning, and pre-planning makes the final product precise.
Yep.
And it's really interesting. I have a team here at Wirebuzz that we're all overachievers, and we're all perfectionists, and we all kind of dislike our work when we're asked to wing it. Like, it's not our style. We don't want to be known as people who wing it. We want to be known as people who do the right video the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do know that we get a project, and it was a good paying project. The clients that reached out to us and said, hey, we've got a video we need shot next week or something like that. And we went into full motion to make it happen. But it's really amazing when you get on location and you don't have enough time, how you have to problem solve and work through all the things that were left loose.
And it's hard when, you know, the clients are from a different, I'd say, world or industry, and they don't know all of the logistics that need to go into those things. Like, you might need a permit, you might need all of these different aspects of filming. Oh, no, it'll be fine, you know, and that's the answer to everything. It'll be fine, it'll figure it out. Yeah. So,
because they think we wing it.
They think
we wing this stuff.
Yeah.
I think when they see the finished product, it looks effortless, but there's
hopefully
right, but there's so much that goes into it. All right, so the goal of this was to use the power of video to train and educate and kind of standardize the way that the sales team goes through the process.
Right, so they have sales reps all around the country, if not the world. And so what we did was, like I said, a kind of fun comedic trailer to hype up this new sales initiative that they have launching soon, and then kind of the rules of this contest that they were launching with, you know, internally. And then we recorded two role play scenarios with their lead sales reps. So one of them played the sales rep, one of them played one of their customers, and they kind of went through a few of the scenarios and what the sales reps were kind of should be doing to help close those deals for the client. So they went over a few different scenarios and objections that they hear from a lot of customers. But what they were really focused on was getting that content captured correctly so that they could launch that out to the sales team so everyone would be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting, because having your team on the same page is really difficult when they all live in different cities. And maybe they go to a national sales meeting once a year.
Right.
Right. They might be on a conference call every 2 weeks or maybe every Monday. But when new data, new information, new products get rolled out, alignment is so important. That's where the power of video comes in. We have a client that I always see in Miami. They don't live in Miami, but we're always at the same meeting. And she confided in me. She said, I said, how's the conference going? And she said, my team really pisses me off. I said, what do you mean? No. She's the CEO. I said, what do you mean? She goes, I don't get it. They just all explain our product, our service, our business in completely different ways.
Mm.
And I'm trying to unify the way we explain, because we look like a bunch of losers at the booth when you've got five different people in the booth that are explaining the product and service and its solution five different ways. Imagine how we are misrepresenting ourselves in sales when we've got 300 salespeople around the world. And really, that is a leadership problem. Because anytime you have a sales team, that sales team also needs to train and verify. I think one thing that's cool about sales videos for training for your, you know, for your sales team is using them in a private location where the video player at the end can do a bit of a pop quiz. Mm. So you can evaluate, you can track who on your team understands that information. And if they get it wrong, it they start over again until they get the answers right.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to recommend to a client when they express the concern that their team's explaining things all differently.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's a really good solution to
Can we talk about the role playing for a moment?
Sure.
So you said that one person played a customer, one person played the salesperson. They had the scripts that were finalized hours before the shoot.
Yep.
And to walk me through that scenario, what was that like? And were they also modifying the responses while going through the recording?
Well, yeah, luckily they had the scripts or basic outlines of what they needed to cover, and they followed them pretty accurately, but they did have some wiggle room to, because I think they were so high up in the company that they wrote these materials, they were able to ad lib. And so as long as they hit certain points, then they could ad lib as they needed. And so at the end, one of the man playing the rep actually closed in a different way that was scripted. And he actually went through his entire sales close with, you know, his colleague there and, you know, really nailed it hard. The closing of, hey, do you want to book a next appointment? What are our next steps? And it was a really good, I think, view for the rest of the sales reps to see, you know, different methods of closing and how to really, you know, end, like, close that loop.
Mm-hmm. Were they also dealing with objections, like common pushback that happens from a prospect?
Yes. And so that was what the customers, quote unquote customer, played. And so he would, I think they gathered a lot of the frequent objections that they get from customers, and they kind of scripted it out in more of a conversational way so that they could get that out to their sales reps to kind of show them how to deal with those scenarios.
It's really smart to do that. Also, when, you know, in past episodes on this podcast, we've talked about the customer journey and what that customer journey landing page looks like. And whenever you're creating a customer journey, you want to anticipate those common objections and you want to handle them. And by handling, I mean respond and address them before it gets brought up in a sales context. Because if you don't handle those objections early, they become late stage issues that a prospect stalls out on the sales process. They're not going any further until these questions are answered. But if you answer them early and you knock them down, then the person doesn't hesitate and they kind of flow through your customer journey landing page like they're on a slip and slide. And recognizing that 82% of buyers in today's world say that they're not interested in talking to a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision, you have to create that information on a customer journey page on your website with appropriate videos down the page. And you have to tactfully knock down those objections. And I know that when sales teams make smart videos, they're conscious of that. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm looking over your shoulder into the conference room and in through the glass windows. We're in the studio right now. And Marcus Krieg and I, whenever we're in a sales meeting, we are handling objections before. And we're doing it in such a systematic way that when we get to the end of the meeting, we're like so much closer to yes, because we already have been through it. So if you know that your product or your service has consistent common objections, figure out how to wedge them into your videos and address them before you ever get to the point where it gets in a decision stage, because you want them to no longer be things that hold your prospect up from buying. Right? Super cool. Sarah, when you guys were on location and you had a couple of, it sounds like maybe three sets. You had one at a convenience store. You guys had like a The first video in the series is like a rah-rah, getting people pumped up for the training, right?
Yeah. And I think this is, on another note, this is a great way to use the training videos. I know a lot of people hear training videos or training seminars and you get kind of a groan or, mm-hmm. you know, oh gosh, here we go again. But this company is very good. They have a really fun culture and they like to use humor a lot. And so this little trailer, as you will, was a little setup to this initiative. It had a lot of humor in it, which we got to, that was a lot of fun for us to shoot. And it was just a good way to hype up the videos. So just putting that layer of humor in there and fun into, you know, something that might be a little daunting or, you know, possibly frustrating, probably not. But it was just a good way to
set the stage.
And the whole premise of the video was they were going on this road trip. And so, you know, Road Trip to Loyalty was the name of it. So it was trying to, you know, get all of their customers on board with them 100% basically. Yeah. And so they created a little skit with a scene. And so that's why we filmed in the convenience store where the one of the actors was getting all of his snacks for the road trip. And, you know, they met up in the driveway of the place that we were filming at. We rented a house and we filmed in the driveway with a car. And then, so those were the
two scenes.
Where
did you guys get the car?
The client rented it.
I love it. See, I love the video production in an Airbnb. This isn't your first time using an Airbnb.
We love it,
right?
Yeah.
It's common for us to do that. And you also have to tip off the owner so they don't think that something nefarious is going on there.
Exactly.
Which is common for an Airbnb. But we've done it where we've looked at we can film this scene in this room and then the backyard's perfect. We had a video that we did as a company for an autism awareness group. And they brought in three families that had autistic kids and they all got put up, all the families, into a very large Airbnb. But great about it, you remember this, right? And what was great about it was, we won a major award for this video, and I think a Telly Award.
We were talking about it earlier today.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It's cool. So, what was cool about it is now we have all these families that are originally from different cities, but we brought them to one location in a very large Airbnb, and there was a backyard where the kids could run around. There was a playroom, and a living room, and a kitchen, and you kind of simulate family life, and then the rooms kind of looked a little different, so it could be multiple homes, and, you know, always thinking like a solid producer like you are of how can we maximize the video production benefits without having to go to multiple locations.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and that's what we did. We filmed in the driveway for that one scene, and then the role plays we filmed in the living room, which was luckily a very long living room that was really aesthetically nice and clean. And so we got some good shots. And ironically, it looked like a doctor's office, which is one of their main customers. So
that's interesting.
So we were able to pull that together, which was nice. So
that's cool.
Yeah, finding that location that serves multiple purposes can be a little difficult, but it's really worth it.
Wait a second here. I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you. Uh-oh. now that I hear you say doctor's office.
Uh-oh.
On one of Sarah's shoots where she was one of three producers, large you know where I'm going?
I know.
Well, we might have had 50 people on set.
That was a very big shoot. Yeah.
Right?
It was hectic.
Yeah. And
is this when you were an extra?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is where you know where
your
I'm
costume?
Going. Yes. My costume, I was a patient that was gonna lay on a MRI table.
Right.
Because I saw as we were starting to break down where the money was going. That we were paying somebody a lot of money to be a patient laying on. I'm like, I'll be that patient.
We all were extras that day.
I was like, that's like sushi money, man. I go out for a great sushi dinner. So I get there and my costume is a patient gown, which is basically a dress.
That opens in the back.
And little did I know that patient Todd is not really comfortable wearing a dress, because I forgot that you have to keep your legs. And the team took photos of my red underwear And anyway, it was a fun day, but you guys definitely did heckle me. And
yeah, I remember looking in to check the shot through the window, and I went, oh, that's not okay. Maybe check on something else.
It's so funny.
That was fun.
Yeah. So most of our projects take about, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. We start off with strategy because we want to have the exact target. We want to hit it for the client so the video generates an ROI. But this one's a little different. This client called last week and they called, 5 days before and wired us the money and we jumped on a big jet airliner and executed. How long until they see their videos?
Well, this was a rushed project, like I said, because this kind of came out of nowhere internally for them as well. So we discussed rush terms with them, and so they should get a rough of at least two of the videos, so the trailer and at least one of the role plays by Friday.
Wow.
So a lot of us, took...
That's 2 days from now.
Yeah.
Right? I actually have been watching it. The footage looks fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah, the team did excellent. I couldn't have been happier with them. They were just on the ball, got some great shots, and they were able to come back, luckily, with our workload right now and just start working on this right away. So they kind of split it between the two of them, and they're kind of working.
Cranking away.
Yeah. And it's looking great.
I've been checking in. We had a business owner in the office yesterday, and I gave him a tour of the office. And so I brought him into one of the editing bays and was showing them what the team just shot. And he was like, wow, looky, this is fun. Like, I want to work here. Like, you guys are fun. Convenience store video.
Was it the bag of Funyuns?
I saw that
shots,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some shots with some Funyuns. All right, Sarah, so this team's planning on using these videos, giving them out to their sales team, training them. End goal for them is organizing the way their team communicates when they're selling to prospects.
Correct.
Training people how to overcome objections and doing it in a way that is conversational, that feels mm-hmm. natural, but also using that front end video to create a really good vibe so their sales team doesn't feel like it's a stupid education. Instead, they right. set it up as if we're going to have a lot of fun, we're going to learn, but we're going to make this fun in the process.
Exactly. And they made it a competition. And so they said, whoever does the best at the end of the, or by the next national sales meeting, they'll win prizes and whatnot. And
that's
so
super.
they're really trying to drive it home. And I think it's a really smart business move on their end. And I think it's a great way for them to use the videos. Like you said, a lot of these sales reps are on different schedules. They're on different time zones. They don't have a minute throughout the day to even take a call, let alone
yeah.
go travel to another city for a training. And so I think they're pairing this with
cheaper.
A WebEx as well. So,
yeah.
And it's cheaper. Funny enough, we traveled to Fort Lauderdale for the client because it was the one time that these two head sales reps were in the same place at the same time. And so they basically said, you come meet us because we're too busy to fly and
yeah.
fit this in anywhere. So, it was a lot of fun, but like you said, it was a week of pre-production and very few details. And but we pulled it together, and luckily it's a client we know very well. If it was a new client where we weren't quite sure, I think it would have been a lot more nerve-wracking. But knowing the client as well as we do, it was kind of okay, let's do this.
Are these the guys that gave me my own superhero costume?
They might be, yeah.
And my poor wife doesn't know I've got this superhero costume, and it's in my closet.
I think it needs to be framed and hung in the Wirebuzz studio.
It is Wirebuzz colors.
Yeah.
I know, you're right. If it was Shadowbox.
We should Shadowbox it.
Right? And then uh-huh. we could do a cutout of my head and put it in there.
Have you given your listeners a picture of you in the costume yet? I feel like you promised them that when we talked about the last
shoot. I probably did, but I hoped everybody forgot.
Oh,
they
I
just forgot. And, this look, Sarah, this has been fun.
Yeah. I'm never coming back, am I?
She's Sarah Scott. She's a Wirebuzz producer. Do you know where you're going next? Do you have any?
We have a local shoot, so that'll be a lot of fun next Friday.
Awesome. Awesome. And what type of shoot is that?
We are filming. It's an explainer video for an aesthetics company.
Oh, okay. I know about this.
Yeah.
I know about this. This is, This is a project I've been involved in.
It is.
So it's coming up, right?
It's coming up. We're filming. It's the first of three shoot days.
Yep.
And so a lot of it's just going to be B-roll, and we're going to be talking to the business owner and founder in the morning and kind of interviewing him. And then the next few shoots, we'll do a lot more B-roll.
So this would technically be a homepage of your website explainer video that in a short amount of time gives the audience a high-level overview on the business.
Correct, yes.
Right? And it's more about how this, what the customer's pain and frustrations are, and how this business solves and addresses those frustrations.
Right, yes. And this one is really fun because the founder of the company has a real creative vision. And so he's sent us a bunch of samples and a lot of his creative ideas that we can work off of. And we pitched him what we want to do. And he was really excited
about it. They were super receptive to what we pitched,
receptive.
Right?
Yep. So now we just get to go out and make it happen. So I'm really excited about it.
And this is a high-end client. This is going to look like a health and beauty, almost like a commercial in a way.
Yeah, almost cinematic.
Yes,
a lot of the videos that he sent us were very cinematic in vision and feel. So that's what he's going for. A lot of inspirational type quotes because it's about, you know, his premise is loving your skin and so, and who you are and how they help you bring out the best in your skin. So
that's cool.
Very motivational and a great team to work with. We've had a lot of fun working with them. And so we're really excited to get over
there. That's awesome. I love my skin, by the way, just FYI for everybody out there. I love my skin. And then Sarah, is this next Friday, not Friday coming up this
Friday,
week,
the next 20th.
Week?
Yes. Okay.
Could you just do me, let's have a little behind the scenes talk.
Yep.
Could you just make sure that on my calendar it's there? I'd love to be there when the shoot's happening.
Yeah.
I like these people a lot and they're right down the street and I just want to be there to support and be a part of it.
Absolutely. I will put it on your calendar.
Cool. Cool. Thank you. Well, she's Sarah Scott joining us on the podcast. If you want to get access to some of these photos, whatever we can share, some behind the scenes photos.
Yeah.
And also this video that the team sent me to my phone. They shot a BTS, a behind the scenes video, and they're in the driveway doing that first video, which is like the, you know, setting the stage and, you know, kind of rah-rah and getting people excited about the training video. You'll see the team out there in swampy Florida.
Very swampy.
Very swampy. Wirebuzz.com/165 is where you'll find that. Sarah Scott, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. So look, big picture, whenever your company is trying to sell, you can also have videos that are client facing, but use the power of video to educate your team, align them. And if you want to understand how to create videos that generate a return on investment, which is really what this is all about, ROI, right? If you want to understand the Wirebuzz secrets for guaranteeing your video projects generate a return on investment, well, we created a 5-part web-based mini course. It's available to the listeners of this podcast, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And I will continue to do my job making sure that I cultivate the latest information in the space that really is the intersection that we dominate, which is where sales, marketing, events for companies, and their videos all intersect with three letters, ROI. And you can find out the latest information by going to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button, and each and every episode, Sarah Scott will make sure ends up inside of your mobile device. You can listen to us on the go and learn about video marketing as you proceed ahead to becoming your office's video marketing master. Peace. Can I get a peace before you leave?
Peace.
No, more hoodlumish.
Oh, peace.
One more. Try again.
Peace. I can't do that.
That was good. Peace.
Peace.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.